Hello, everyone. My radio name is Wes Nessman.
I'm Chrissy Covington.
And this is The Rock Show Backstage.
Hello, hello.
Let's start off with the big question that we did not get to this week that is trending somewhat out there.
Oh.
If your pet was a human, would you date him?
Oh.
So you have Trudel. Oh. Imagine Trudel as a human. Would you date him? Yes or no, and why?
I would not date Trudel. Because he is cranky.
Very cranky?
He's very cranky. However, I would date Scamps,
mm-hmm.
my orange cat. Yeah.
Right.
He's a perfect little gentleman.
Well, and he's like your other boyfriends. He digs through the trash.
Well, no, yeah, he does dig through the trash a little bit. Well, that's mainly little.
Oh, my God.
I think little Greg is more of the trash digger. Scamps is like the cuddle one. He likes to cuddle. He's my right-hand man. He growls whenever someone knocks on the door.
Uh-huh.
I think he's protective
of
me.
Does he actually growl?
Yeah, he does. He growls when someone knocks on the door. He's my only cat that does that.
Every time that I've come over to your house, he's hid.
He hides. Yeah, he doesn't like other people. He especially doesn't like men, because I think that he really deep down wants to be my man.
He wants to date
me. Yeah, he wants to date me. Yeah. So I think that Scamps, I would, yeah. But Trudel, absolutely not.
You know, we just don't cover relationship advice on our show, and it's something that I love to talk about the fact that we don't do it because that's what every other show is out there. And would you please, at some point, if you listen to other shows, consider the people who are giving you relationship advice?
Right? I don't know if they should.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about them.
You're not getting any of that from people who've been married for decades. You're getting that from DJs who are in rehab.
Yeah, don't listen to their... No, don't take advice from them on relationships.
And those phone calls, they're all fake.
All of those are fake.
Nobody
calls fake.
Nobody gets up and goes, I have a problem with my boyfriend.
Nope.
I can't wait to call the show in the morning.
No, they don't.
And tell everybody what my problem with my boyfriend is.
Yeah, they don't.
It just doesn't happen.
No, and they'll share their name and all that. It's like, no, that's not real.
Yeah, and of the prank calls, the same thing. Just awful.
Exactly.
Anyways,
we don't need to share any dating advice.
I was leading up to another question.
Mm.
I want you to think about a time that you were really in love. At least you thought you were really in love.
Yeah.
Would you, at that time, not now, but at that time, leave that person for $1 million?
No.
43% of Americans say they would.
No, I don't think I don't think so. No, $1 million really isn't that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying you have your price.
Right. I'd do it for 10 mil maybe.
One's just not enough.
Yeah, one's not enough.
You feel like with $10 million, everybody will be happy?
Yeah, I think so. Because if they were giving me $10 million, then I can offer a little money to whoever I'm leaving.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe give them a mil. I'll keep the other nine.
All right, keep this.
Yeah.
Remember all the good times.
Yep.
While you're having better times.
Right, with your $1 million. Yeah, I think they'd be okay. I think at the end of the day, they'd be all right. They'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, one last little thing about relationships. I could not find a place to squeeze this into the show, but I found this fascinating. It's an Australian woman by the name of Erin Patterson. Are you familiar with her?
Mm-mm, nope.
Well, I have a feeling next year she's going to be on all of your favorite Destination ID shows.
Oh, really?
She was just found guilty of murdering three of her estranged husband's relatives.
Oh, wow.
By deliberately giving them poisonous mushrooms for lunch.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
Well,
I've never been that spiteful. No.
You haven't?
No.
You're not saying that there's not a relative back there that you wouldn't give a slice of pizza with a poisonous mushroom on?
No, I don't think so. Nope.
I feel like for the most part, I'm a live and let live kind of guy.
Yeah.
A couple people I wouldn't mind murdering.
I mean, I can't think of anybody right now that I'm mad enough to give them poison mushrooms.
What about me? You'd give me...
I mean, I would just want you to... I don't want you to die, though. I just want you to get really bad gas.
Oh, well.
I just want you to have the
guess
farts.
Guess what? Your wish has been granted.
I want you to have the farts, and I want you to be, like, somewhere important where you can't fart.
Okay.
Where that, you're trying to hold them in, like, an important meeting.
That happened just the other day.
I know it did. At the doctor's office, wasn't it?
Yeah,
where exactly. was it? Is that where it was?
Yeah, I was actually over at the minor emergency clinic, you know, and they put you in those little 8x8 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if I'm farting here, there's no place for it to go.
Right. It's but you did say to just let it go because that clearly triggers the doctor to go ahead and come on in.
It sure does.
You're not having to wait anymore.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Chrissy.
Are you going to tell me some jokes that didn't make it?
You are somewhat of a comedy expert.
Yes.
They're not as good as the ones I had last time. The last time I felt like I had some real good ones that didn't make the air. These are really kind of so-so ones. But here okay. you go. An Alaskan volcano inactive for over a century is showing signs of life.
Oh.
So now I guess we know where they're going to put the Epstein files. I didn't do that one because I figured the Epstein stuff was yours.
It's everybody's, isn't it? It's all our little horse to kick now together, yeah. You know?
I like this one because I feel like guys of a certain age are this way. Phoebe Cates, the girl who went topless in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, just turned 62 years old.
Holy smokes.
And I'm betting you didn't hear a word after I said the girl who went topless in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, probably not.
I could call her up to memory at any point.
Oh, wow.
Just any point where I need her.
Is she still looking good? Is she still hot at 62?
She's married to Kevin Klein, dude.
The guy from
Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah, so she's hot.
Right.
Wow.
This was an easy one. Disney adults will be getting their own app to find people to ride the rides with. The idea is just goofy.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah.
A new study says that mothers who use social media spend 29% less time talking to their kids.
Yeah, I believe it.
Mostly because they can.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
An average of 350 slices of pizza are sold in the U.S. every second.
Wow.
In his defense, Jelly Roll really likes pizza.
Oh, come on. That's mean. Mean.
An annual convention for furries raised over $89,000 for charity.
Wow.
They plan on presenting the check right after they go to school and shit in a box.
Oh, Wes.
See, I was just playing off that rumor.
Terrible.
Okay.
God.
We're only halfway there. We're living on a prayer.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
A new study says that companies should be concerned because nobody wants to be a supervisor anymore.
Mm.
This marks the first time in history of the USA that we've had a lack of assholes. So,
you know, you're looking at the upsides. Yeah.
A new study found that 9% of adult workers in their 30s use alcohol and drugs on the job.
Mm.
One manager commented, "Will you try managing Chrissy and Wes?"
Yeah, needs a lot of drugs and alcohol.
It was announced that Jelly Roll and Post Malone will tour again next summer.
Wes.
After the announcement, Jelly Roll tore the head off a cow and started sucking on it like it was a crawfish.
Stop it. Stop. Like it was a crawfish. Oh, God.
Gotta suck the head.
Stop, Wes. Jeez.
Mattel released its first Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes.
Okay.
She comes with an insulin pump, a glucose meter, and, of course, a removable leg.
Oh, Wes.
Hey, diabetes runs terrible. In my family.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Tuesday was National Video Game Day, or as your boyfriend calls it, Tuesday.
Right, yeah. Pretty much. That's a good one. That was very relatable.
Okay, very few left, so everybody just...
Thank God.
It's okay, I'm going to let you catch your breath. Here you go.
Okay, yeah.
Scientists say they've observed killer whales actually trying to feed humans.
Oh.
Yes, fat, juicy humans.
They're fattening you up.
Okay. I'm going to clean this out.
Okay.
I really like this one. However, I don't think it would have went over.
All right. What do you got?
People who hoarded Ghostbusters Ecto coolers are selling them on eBay, but now some are exploding.
Oh.
Also, human sacrifice, dogs sleeping with cats, mass hysteria.
Wes. Okay.
See from the movie?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay.
All right.
I guess that's all I have.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank God.
There was good reason for those to not make
very
the
good.
Air.
They were great. They were very good here. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what I mean? I appreciate it.
You
I tried a little
you did.
Bit.
You tried. They were gay. They were great. They were great.
I found this interesting. You know, we talked about on the air how they had canceled the Stephen Colbert show. And there's a lot of people crying that it's political.
Mm.
And it very well may be. But, you know, I've only, or all of us only have so much bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I've just decided that I am not going to cry about somebody who is going to go home and sleep on a pile of money, no matter how badly they were treated.
Right. No, I think I just like his show so much. I'm sure he'll still have some version of it.
Did you watch the show or watch clips?
No, I watched the show.
You really did?
Yeah, I watched it every episode. Mm. I was sitting, make sure I kept up with it. Yeah. I love Colbert. I love him. I love Jimmy Fallon. I try to go and make sure I watch all of those shows.
Yeah.
So I am bummed. Stephen Colbert is my favorite.
I don't know. I find all the political humor very, very tiresome. I just don't want... I don't know. I just don't want to be a part of all that. And yes, I have very, very strong views. And yes, I will express them at the polls. But I find talking about it so hackish.
Yeah.
You know, very hackish. Worse than my hack jokes.
Well.
You know, one of those things that I found interesting, though, is how this stuff tends to backfire. You know, they were trying to cancel. I hate that word, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Springsteen, because he started off his tour with some criticisms of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
He wrapped up his tour at $729.7 million. His
wow.
biggest haul ever.
Wow.
So even if you did cancel him and cost him a couple dollars,
he's going to be just fine.
He still got $729 million.
Holy moly.
So how am I ever going to feel bad about somebody going, Bruce who?
Right.
Because that's what they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce who? Oh, he's a has-been.
Mm-hmm.
Man, think about that kind of money.
Yeah, he's crying into his money about it, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, crazy news there.
Mm.
The other deal that we didn't get to, because I couldn't really tell the story in a small way, we were going to do it on the Laugh Bomb, is comes to us from Northampton, England.
Mm.
And they've got a big, big tourist attraction happening right now, and that is a green pigeon.
Oh, yeah. And I was reading about the green pigeon.
And people are showing up to see this bright green pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
And nature experts are going, this isn't natural. Somebody is out there dying pigeons.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's what they said. And that's bad. You should not be dying animals unless it's like animal safe die. But I don't, you know, what do we know? We don't know.
Well, you know, that could make this pigeon more susceptible to predators or might keep it from being able to, you know, get other stuff.
You should not go and just color a random pigeon.
I feel like it's up for discussion, Chrissy.
No, it's not.
Agree to disagree.
Whatever.
Yeah, I was going to do some pigeon dying this weekend.
Oh, gosh. Wes.
Okay.
Yeah, the videos of that little pigeon are kind of cute, though. I mean, I like pigeons, though. I think they're all fun.
I feel
bad for them because we domesticated them, some 100 years ago, and then we just stopped having them as pets. So every time you see pigeons, I just think of little stray kittens.
You know.
And they're just looking around for a home. Very sad.
You know, critters don't scare me. I recently got stung by another scorpion. Saw the biggest black widow of my life ever. Mm-hmm. I just let it do its deal. I figure it'll be dead by the next time I come through there or whatever. I mean, they don't have big lifespans. Birds always kind of creep me out because I know that they have all kinds of little small bugs on them that are even weirder than the bird.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But to your point about pigeons, pigeons aren't that far from seagulls. Excuse me. And I was at the beach last year. And this was insane.
Mm.
They had these bleachers kind of set up. You could watch the people play beach volleyball, or you could just chill and look out at the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there waiting on my wife. She had went to shop or something. And a dad and his little girl sat about three bleachers ahead of me, and they had a pizza box. And I was like, oh, man, wish I had some of that pizza.
Right.
And I wasn't the only one thinking that. These two opened the pizza box, each got out a slice of pizza, and then set it to the side, and they left the box open. And they attracted the biggest swarm of angry, screaming birds I have ever seen.
Really?
Who dive-bombed that pizza
and
ripped it apart in the air.
Oh, that would be so scary.
It was just, it was insane because you don't think of a bird as something that could do damage to you. It might creep you out a little bit, might peck you and you need a Band-Aid. But seeing them rip that pizza apart in the air was insane.
No, that's really scary. I've seen lots of videos of people getting food, you know, over there out on the ocean somewhere, and then the seagull just coming down and just snatching it out of their hand. I've seen a lot of those stealing their hot dogs or their sandwich or whatever.
Oh, a seagull loves a good hot dog. That's what I like to say.
That is scary.
Okay.
I don't like that.
All right.
Ripping your pizza apart is pretty scary, yeah.
I guess we should mention real quick, because we haven't been talking about it, you still have a music thing happening?
Oh, yeah. I've got a show on August 8th at the Blue Light. I'm going to be playing my original music with my piano.
You're going to be doing the Weird Al kind of songs?
No, not Weird Al songs. They're not funny songs. These are very
living in an Amish paradise.
Nope, none of that.
You're going to be doing all that.
I will not be doing anything funny at all. No, it's all very serious music. And
serious.
Yep, and I have a drummer and... Me and my drummer, it's going to be great. Come out and see it.
And cry?
Yeah, you might. Last time I played, somebody was crying in the audience last time, so it's going to be good. Yeah.
Okay, must have been too loud.
No, they were so touched, they came and told me. Yeah, you had me crying back here. I said, I'm glad you like the song. I'm glad you like it. I think it's going to be good, and Daniel Markham is playing after me, and he is really, really good. So even if I suck... There's an excellent show afterward.
All right. One little last little topic here that we did not get to, and then we'll close it out and let everybody go about their day. You have had a spouse before, and you've had a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's cool for them to trash talk what you're wearing?
No.
I guess this goes on two levels. What about before you leave the house, though?
No.
No?
Why would they make fun of what I'm wearing?
Yeah, maybe to give you a heads up that it's not your best look.
I don't usually go out wearing anything that is going to be looked at all. So I don't think so. I've never had a man tell me not to wear something. If they did, I probably wouldn't date them.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had a man tell me to change my clothes.
Maybe this is going to be a bit more formal.
No.
Or you don't need to be wearing that. This is more of a t-shirt kind of thing or something
like
that.
Fuck no. If a man tried to tell me what to wear, oh my God, no. I've never had anyone. I'm usually the one telling them, will you please put on better shoes?
Oh, so it's okay when the lady does it.
Men have no idea how to dress.
Oh, we have gotten to the bottom of this.
Men have no idea what to dress. They're asking me. If you think that men tell women how to dress, you're wrong. We're the ones telling y'all, can you please put on something other than pajama pants?
Well, no wonder the number was almost 50% of people saying it's cool to do that. It's women picking on us men
women
who are out there just trying to make this world run. And you're all like, those pants are too saggy in the back.
We're having to help y'all. I've never had a man help me with my clothes ever.
Well, I'd be happy to help you.
Oh, I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I think you're just fine.
All right. Well, you can't tell the difference between a hoodie and a sweater and a sweatshirt.
You
call them all a sweater.
Annoying. And I've made it all these 36 years just fine without
it. It has impacted my life in ways that you do not know.
I think we're going to be okay. I think that you're going to be
okay. Who calls a sweatshirt a sweater?
Who cares about it so much?
I do.
I know. I think you're the one with the problem, not me.
Okay, I'm going to admit I'm in the pocket of Big Sweater.
That's what it sounds like.
They want you to know that sweaters are
knit. They're doing a rebranding thing. They're in your ear about it. I'm causing mayhem. Clearly,
I'm out here supporting the women who like to knit while she's here. Speaking up for the cotton industry.
I knew that you were talking for the Knitters Association of America.
It's something that I'm into that I believe very strongly in. Okay, let's wrap this up. This has been The Rock Show, backstage.